5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, look who's here. Hi, what's your name? What's your name? Oh, not gonna meow now? All right, it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm also the president of the Banky Preparation Committee. I gotta get the blanket ready for Pippa, my kitty, who is also the sergeant at arms. Okay, you wanna get on that banky? Yeah, get on there. Get on that banky. Yeah, okay, so now we've got a cat on a blanket. Sort of. We've got a cat halfway on a blanket. Are you gonna sit on the blanket? There you go. Okay, so now we gotta pet up the kitty. Right, like I said, this is the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I have a cat named Pippa who is now sitting on the blanket as we watch the Weather Channel. Because, oh man, am I having a messed up day. Because all of the rain and the snow that is melting is causing flooding problems, and yeah, we've got some issues going down here in Nebraska. The Niobrara has flooded in places, the Platte has flooded in places. These are rivers in Nebraska, famous rivers of Nebraska. Niobrara is flooded, the Platte is flooded. I think the Norfolk or the Elkhorn River is still kind of okay, but maybe questionable in a couple of spots. And the Missouri River is getting dangerously close to flood stage. And that's bad news. This is all very unusual because, you know, this is what they call historic flooding. Historical flooding. Oh, it's a 100-year flood. You know, a flood we only have once every 100 years. Yeah, except we had one, you know, like 8 years ago. And that was the first one in who knows how long. So yeah, just sitting here trying to figure out what's flooded, etc., etc. This does not really affect me in any way because I do not have to cross any rivers. I'm not near any rivers. I don't have any flooding where I live. And everything is fine, right, Pippa? Yeah, everything is fine. You're going to understand the irony of that statement here in just a couple of minutes. Oh, it's a lovely day. It's a lovely Monday. What's the date today? The 18th, of course. The day after St. Patrick's Day. Oh, good tea. Yes, today is Monday, March 18th, the day after St. Patrick's Day. And I gotta do a lot of hospital stuff today. Because it's Monday, that means I have to go to the hospital. My hospital, my favorite hospital that I spend so much time in. I've gotta do that this afternoon. I managed to get up a little bit early, not sure why. But I'm up a little early. I'm pretty happy with that. And etc., etc. So yeah, I gotta do a lot of hospital stuff today. But not just my own hospital stuff. Now I gotta do other hospital stuff today too. Alright, so where do I start? Where do I start, Pippa? Yeah, so, did you listen to yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee?
I hope you did, because you'll probably remember that I was talking about my parents and their band. My parents have a band. It is an old-time band. Old-time is a genre of music. And the music they play dates back to about the Revolutionary War, the American War of Independence. You know, let's say the late 1700s. Up through, just about the turn of the 20th century. And my parents play all acoustic instruments. And there's a couple more people in the band. And it's an awesome band. Well, they also play a lot of Irish folk music, because a lot of traditional music and old-time music is Irish to begin with. But they also play a lot of straight-up Irish traditional stuff. And because of this, they get hired to play on St. Patrick's Day. And they will often take two or three gigs. They will, they will spend the entire day traveling from place to place playing Irish music. And so, that's what they were doing yesterday. And so I didn't hear from my parents all day or the day before, because, there's a lot of preparation in here and doing all this stuff. So last night, when I got the news that Wayne Rooney scored a hat trick, I emailed to my parents. And that was, in the early evening, probably around, 4 or 5 or something in the afternoon. Yeah, Wayne Rooney got his first Major League Soccer hat trick for DC United. He scored 3 goals and had an assist in some massive 5-0 blowout. And so, my parents are huge fans of Wayne Rooney, and so I emailed them. Wayne Rooney scores a hat trick. The irony is my parents are not Major League Soccer fans, and so they wouldn't know this if I didn't tell them. I'm not a fan either. I just saw it on the news and then watched the highlights. So yeah, my parents had to play a lot of gigs last night. And when I went to bed, my parents played a lot of gigs yesterday. They had daytime gigs, nighttime gigs. When you're a traditional Irish band, or you can play traditional Irish music in your band, you obviously are in demand for St. Patrick's Day. So my parents play a lot of gigs. Last night, when I went to, right before I went to bed, not right before, but close enough, I checked my email at about 2 a.m. Maybe a little later. Yeah, 2 a.m. And I did not have any responses from my parents. And I thought, that's kind of strange. Because even though my parents will take bar gigs, that doesn't mean that they're going to stay at the bar until it closes. My parents are in their 70s. Is my dad 80 yet? No, I don't think so. A couple years away from being 80. So my parents are not the type that are going to close down bars. They're not heavy drinkers or anything. And I thought they would probably be home by midnight or 1 or 2. The bars close at 2 a.m. here, I think. Is it 2 or is it 3? I think it's 2. Doesn't matter. And I was surprised that I hadn't had a response to my email about Wayne Rooney. That's kind of odd, but sort of not really, because, I was thinking, my parents
What was I talking about? My brain just went blank. I don't remember what I was going to say, but I wasn't surprised, totally surprised to not hear a response from my parents, just because, you know, when you play gigs all day, just playing one single show, one single gig can really wear you out. When you have to play three or four gigs in a single day, multiple set gigs, you're going to be pretty damn worn out. So I just sort of thought, oh, my parents... Phone is ringing. I cannot freaking think right now. I just thought, well, maybe my parents got home last night and they went straight to bed because they were so tired and so worn out from playing their shows, which would make perfect sense why I hadn't heard back from them. That didn't turn out to be the case. I woke up this morning, less than an hour ago. Well, actually, I woke up just about an hour ago, but I didn't get out of bed until about 45 minutes ago. I got out of bed, and the first thing I do is I turn my computer on, etc., etc., and while it's booting up and doing its thing, I start making breakfast, etc., etc. So I get my computer on, and I've got a few emails. I've got a few emails, and they're coming in mighty early. Like, one was at 6:34. The one at 6 a.m. was my mom. It was a response to the Wayne Rooney news. And there's a couple of other emails. Another one from my mom, and one from my brother. I'm looking at the one from my brother. And, you know, I'm not even opening these emails. I can see there's like one line of text. There's sort of a preview of the email in my email reader. There's a little preview. So I can see like the first line of the message. First line of my brother's message was 911. Call me ASAP. Mom and Dad were in a car wreck last night. They are messed up. I look at the second message. The one from my mom. It says, oh, that's great news about Wayne Rooney. Oh, by the way, for your information, we were T-boned last night at the intersection of 84th and Western. Blah, blah, blah. Many broken bones. The other message from my mom was something along the lines of, my cell phone has run out of juice. Call me. In the hospital. Dad is in the intensive care unit. So, I don't know, about 20 minutes ago, I tried to call the hospital room. And I couldn't get an answer, but then somebody picked up, and it was Betty. Betty, my parents' neighbor, who has actually appeared on the Dubious Goals Committee before because I often run into her out in nature when I'm walking around because she likes to walk around in some of the same places I do, namely Heron Haven and Tranquility Park, and I run into her all the time, and you have actually heard her voice. So Betty picks up the phone and tells me that my mom has just been taken in for some other procedure, and that I need to call, that I should probably call back in half an hour, which is coming up in a little bit. But my phone was just ringing. It might have been somebody, I don't know. Now here's the interesting part. If you actually listened to yesterday's Dubious Goals Committee, and you know what the funny thing is, if I'm in comm, I'm leaving right now because I have to go to my physical therapy.
If you heard yesterday's show, you will remember that I said that I will not even leave the house on St. Patrick's Day because of all the drunks driving around. It's just a bunch of drunk people driving around on the roads. It's not safe. And yeah, after years of no problems, my parents obviously have to drive around a lot on St. Patrick's Day because, well, they're in a band, they have to get to the gigs and stuff, and worst of all, they gotta drive close to bars and stuff. Fate finally caught up with my parents, and they got hit. They got smashed late last night. I'm not sure when this went down, but I don't even have the full story yet because I haven't really been talking to anybody. I can't find anybody to talk to. Who knows what's going on? But yeah, the car is totaled. And the worst part of it is they have all the musical instruments and stuff in the car. What is the condition of the musical instruments? I don't know. In my mom's email, she's saying, you know, the car got towed to a police impound lot. We got to get the instruments and stuff out of the car. Well, you know, it's not like I can go down there and get them because, you know, the car's not mine. I can't prove any story that I have. And so to actually get the stuff out of the car, a bunch of stuff has to happen, including, I don't know. But my mom's neighbor, Betty, is on top of it. And now they're showing me footage of Valley, Nebraska. And there's water running down the street. It is flooding in Valley. Valley is a town that's, Omaha's on the east end of Douglas County. Valley is out in the west end. We could be there in 10 or 15 minutes if you really wanted to go out there, but we're not going to do any weird flooding stuff today because, like I said, I've got a bunch of weird hospital crap to do. I've got to go deal with my own hospital crap, then I got to drive to another hospital to see what my parents are doing. So, yeah. That's what I'm doing today, Monday, March 18th, 2019, the day after St. Patrick's Day. And this is why I hate, just another reason why I hate religious holidays or feast days, the feast of some saint. So can I blame the papists for all this? Can I blame all the drunken papists out there for causing me this extraordinarily large pain in my ass? So suffice it to say, I have some stress today. I feel like I'm under a little bit of stress today. I still don't even know what's up. My mom's got 4 or 5 broken ribs and a broken sternum. That's all we know about so far. My dad has a few broken ribs on both sides, but his sternum is okay. Now, my dad is in tenuous health to begin with, if you remember. We're always worried about my dad being in the hospital. My dad just got over all that stupid gallstone stuff and the massive pancreatitis that comes with gallstones. Had gallstone surgery and blah, blah, blah. So now my dad's back in the hospital in the intensive care unit with some broken ribs and who the hell knows what else, because, you know, once you get broken stuff, especially in older people, then You get internal bleeding, you get other weird things, systems get out of whack just due to the trauma. My dad is already a finely balanced machine, and once anything gets out of balance, he is in grave danger. And so what am I doing today? Oh, just sitting around watching the Weather Channel, looking at my cat who's now sitting on the oscilloscope box. Etc., etc. I don't even know what to do. I did call my brother. He didn't have a whole hell of a lot of information either. But he's like, oh, we got to get a personal injury lawyer and do this, that, the other thing. And yeah. Oh, looks like the Spencer Dam has failed. Underwater pressure. That's not good. That's in Spencer, Nebraska. So we got some flooding. We got some flooding, yeah. I'm experiencing a flood of stress. So I'm trying to figure out what it is I'm supposed to do today. I'm going to have to go to various hospitals. The worst part of it is driving from my parents' hospital to my hospital, or vice versa, just requires me going straight down 72nd Street. And that's never fun. Oh, that's never fun. And so, here I am. What am I going to do today? I don't know. Looks like it's flooding. Everything is flooding. It's flooding, flooding, flooding. Maybe we'll have some good mushrooms. The good news is, looks like the weather's going to warm up a little bit. Might even hit 60 degrees by this end of the week. So like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they're saying 60 degrees or better. Okay, that's great. That means I won't have to wear a coat as I'm going to and from the hospital. This means I will have to go over to my parents' house to deal with their cat, Indy. Might have to feed the cat, or just pay attention to the cat, pet the cat up, give that kitty some kitty kisses, and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. What am I doing today? I don't even know. Yeah, I talked to my brother. He was driving or something. I don't know. He had some different thoughts. Yeah, like I said, the first thing he started talking about was getting my parents' insurance and getting a personal injury lawyer. The weird thing is my parents are really not litigious people. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Right now, I'm just trying to prioritize what it is that I need to do today. And that's difficult for me to do. What's the most important thing that I need to do today? What is it that I need to accomplish? What is it that I'm supposed to be doing? I don't even know. So, yeah. As you'll remember from yesterday's episode, I do hate the St. Patrick's Day people. I hate the binge drinkers who are just drinking because, oh, won't it just be fun to just drink and get super drunk until we're sick? Yeah, that'll be super fun, you freaking idiot. These are the people that I hate. The amateurs. And one of these assholes hit my parents last night. So, what am I doing? I do not know what I am doing. I am sitting here on my ass, trying to figure out what's up. It is about time for me to call the hospital again to see if my mom is out of whatever they were doing, some procedure. And I have a lot of stress. I'm trying to deal with the stress. I'm wondering if this is going to be a pharmaceutical day. Am I going to require drugs? That possibility always exists. But as of right now, I'm kind of all right. I'm not wigging out yet. I'm just trying to figure out what it is that I am supposed to do. Yeah. St. Patrick's Day. Never was a fan. Never was, never will be. Yeah, so this is fun. Both my parents are in the hospital. Also, my brother said that apparently Jenny, one of my parents' bandmates, was following behind my parents, and apparently she was okay, but her car also got messed up because the force of the accident apparently caused one of the cars in the accident to hit her car. So that's all messed up. I wonder if I should get a hold of her. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. So yay, my life is being affected by other fools, by other drunken assholes, by probably papist idiots. Just probably. This is what I don't need. Because, you know, generally speaking, I can maintain my sanity. Oh, wow. North Bend is flooded out to hell, too. I can usually maintain because I can control and or influence my immediate environment. And as such, I can maintain a level of sanity. I can maintain a level of civility. And, you know, not go postal, not go absolutely crazy and, you know, exacting my revenge on stupid people who need to have the holy living crap beaten out of them by me, because that is so fun. There's nothing like that look on somebody's face, that look in their eyes. They're staring you in the eye and they're wondering, oh my God, are you going to kill me? But there are things that I am not in control of. The truth of the matter is, am I really in control of anything? Can I really control or influence anything in the world? That's debatable. You know, find your local university, find a philosophy student who's a junior or senior. Yeah, you can have a real fun conversation with that person today. Won't that be fun? You can do that. But this is what's pissing me off. I've got random idiots, random drunken papist assholes causing these kinds of stress levels in me just because they weren't responsible enough to know how to drink and therefore not drive and not hit my parents and get them in the car accidents, which, you know, leaves them with smashed up musical instruments in the back of their car in a police impound lot, plus a smashed up dad who is in intensive care and a smashed up mom. So yeah, am I gonna go out and start killing people today? Oh, probably not. But I'm glad you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.